Kono Levocha are inseparable from Divrei Torah. Chazal comment on the pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Tehillim, V'olehu lo yibol, its leaf will not wither, afilu hapsolesh shavo letzorechi. Sichoson shel tamidei chachamim letzorechi utzricha limud. Even the casual conversation of tamidei chachamim is for some need of Torah, and therefore needs to be studied and understood the way any passage of Torah does. Both in word and in deed, Talmidei Chachamim reflect the Torah concepts which they have internalized, thus integrating Divrei Torah with Divrei Zikaron is not merely a rhetorical ploy or device. It is only against the background of Divrei Torah that the Divrei Zikaron can be properly understood and assessed. Following the Ptir of Chaim Oizer, the universally recognized Godol Manig Hador, the Agudas HaRabbonim in America organized the Hesped. They invited the Rav Zichrono Livracha to deliver the eulogy. When Reb Lezer Silver introduced the Rav, he cited the Gemara in Ksubas Kuf Gimel that at the time of his death, Rabbi left the Tzavoa Al Tasbiduni Ba'ayoros. Literally, don't eulogize me in small cities. Reb Lezer Silver explained that Rabbi's intent was Zayt Minish Maspid via Klein Shtetl Dike Yid. Don't eulogize me in a provincial, petty, small-minded way. To ensure a proper hesped for Reb Chaim Oizer, Reb Lezer Silver concluded, we had to turn to the Rav. Similarly, in speaking about the Rav Zichrono Livracha, we should not violate Rebbe's instructions. Recalling incidents and anecdotes, employing stale superlatives will not suffice. We must uncover the Torah concepts and the magisterial Torah personality that underlie them. And in mourning the Rav Zichrono Livracha, we mourn for Torah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Samaches relates that upon the Ptir of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva Hayamake Bivsaro, he was hitting himself. He was engaging in self-flagellation until his blood was flowing. Tosfos asks, isn't this against an explicit lo saseh in the Torah of Seret lo nefesh lo sitnu bivsachem? Rashi explains in the Perush al HaTorah, kein darkon shel emoriyim Leos Misartin Bisaram Kishames Lohemes. And Tosfos answer that Umishum Seret Lonefesh Leka Dumishum Torah Kavid. He wasn't just grieving for a personal loss, he was grieving for the loss of Torah. Kedoma Habe Mos Yeshli Ve'enli Shulchani Lahar Tzelson. It is the same concept that determines that Chochem Bifonov overrides Issa Hesped and Cholomoid. Similarly, though, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Zayin concludes that Hesped is Yikra Deshechve, and hence a person can instruct, he can leave at Savar that he not be eulogized. The note of Yehuda Paskin that in the case of a Godol Hador, his wishes are not honored, and a Hesped is delivered. And indeed, the note of Yehuda eulogized the Pnei Yoshua against the explicit provisions of his tzavah. And again, although it's a halacha psuka in Yerodeya, that misha meslo mes lifnei lamid yom hasmuchim laregel, lo yispedenu misha yikonsu lamid yom hasmuchim laregel, that if the ptira occurred more than 30 days before the Yom Tov, no hespedim should be said within 30 days of the Yom Tov. Nevertheless, the Gilyan Ma'ashan, Pischei Tshuva, quote, that in the case of a Talmud Chochem, the Gon, the din is not applicable. All these halachas reflect that in reminiscing about a gadol, certainly the gadol, we are teaching Torah. Hesped is eliminated or curtailed under certain conditions. But Divrei Torah and Divrei Hesoris cannot be curtailed. As we mourn the Rav Zichrono Livracha, we mourn the dramatic diminution of Torah. Hashem Yirachem. At the Siyum Monday, a brief attempt, albeit inadequate, was made to portray something of the Rav's unique greatness in Torah, his personification of the Midah of Torah Chasuma Nitna. Ben HaYeser, an excerpt from the Rav's penetrating portrayal of the Sar HaTorah who was wed and totally bound to the Torah, was read. I ask your indulgence just to repeat a few lines and to continue from there. Isha halacha shahatora niseis lo. The Isha halacha par excellence who is wed to the Torah, v'dovko bo, and he clings to Torah, and Torah clings to him, ro'eh tchonim hilchiyim. Margish idios hilchios, he sees, he senses halachic ideas ki ilu hoyu tochne kol marev oreach, as though they were tangible. Hu chai lo rak v'halacha ki im esa halacha, he lives it. B'shlav zeh haTorah miskales la'odom, Torah is revealed to a person lo rak b'vchinas bina, which signifies as hasichlius hasha'anana, the fresh intellectual grasp, hamivareres v'hamivakeres, which clarifies. Kiyim gam derech tzina roseho shel sviras hachochma, but also through the channels of the svira of chochma, shemimena shotefes, from it flows her intuition, her gaonis, her yotzeres, the creative intuition. And the Rav goes on to describe at great length this almost mystical intuition, this spheres hachochma, which that rear gadol achieves. Though the Rav Zichrono Livracha emphasizes Reb Chaim's singularity in the respect of Torah intuition, to some degree, every chochmah mechachmei hamasorah possesses it. Perhaps not equally, but all chachmei hamasorah certainly possess a measure of it. In fact, these are the two characteristic features of the chachmei hamasorah: mastery of all areas of Torah, and a special chush, a special intuitive sense for the intent and meaning of the Masorah. Against this background, we can understand a central and critical component of Masorah. And only through an understanding of Masorah and the role of the Chachmei HaMasorah will we have the perspective which is indispensable to understand the Rav Zichrono Livracha, some of his halachic decisions and hashkafic positions. Consider, if you will, the following famous passage from the Chazon Ish in Yeredeya Simen Beis regarding the halacha of Moridin Vein Malin. The Gemara provides that in the case of certain heretics, Kofim Apikosim, so the din is that not only would we not save them, rescue them from a pit, but we would even induce their fall. Chazon Ish comments as follows. This din only applies when divine providence is glaringly evident. When miracles, open miracles, were very common, umishamesh baskol, and we had the benefit of baskol. The tzaddikei hador, and the tzaddikim of the generation, tachas hashkocha pratis haneres lein kol, a very plain and obvious personal divine providence. V'hakofin oz, hu b'hatoyos hayetze l'tavos v'hefkerus. Under those circumstances, under those conditions, any kofin, any non-believers, it was a conscious attempt to incline themselves to hedonism, towards anarchy. Then, destroying Rishoim was the preservation of the world. Because were they to lead the generation astray, it would bring catastrophe to the world. Plague and war and famine. Aval bizman ha-helem, shenichriso ha-emunim in dalas ha-om, in our time, when belief in Hashem is not as strong or as widespread as it once was, ein b'masa ha-roda geder ha-pirtza. To act on the din of Marin Vein Malin would not strengthen Torah, Elohosophas HaPirtza, but would further undermine Torah. Shiyah Beineim Kemasa Hashchosu V'ilmos Chas V'Shalom. It would appear as an act of destruction and violence. V'kevon Shekol Atzmeinu L'Sakein, since our intent, the thrust, is to be constructive, Ein HaDin Noheg V'Shoah She'ein Bo Tikun. The din is not operative when it doesn't impact constructively. And on the contrary, we should try to entice them back to Torah through love and expose them to the light of Torah. What a remarkable and revolutionary psak of the Chazon Ish, without any proofs. The basis of the Chazon Ish's psak is v'nirah. It was this Torah intuition which the Rav described, in this case of the Chazon Ish, rooted in the sphere of Chochmah, which guided him in establishing the parameters of Morid and Vein Malin. The Torah itself dictates that in some cases the application and implementation of certain dinim varies the fiha mokum v'azman, according to time and place. Kfira is no less repugnant or shamelessly false, yet ruled the Chazon Ish, and it was his Torah intuition, called from his mastery of Kol HaTorah Kula, that enabled him to recognize that this was dictated by the Masorah itself. The treatment of Kofim varies. Another example. The Beis Yaakov movement initially encountered vigorous, adamant resistance. And L'shem Shamayim. It was a radical departure from Minag Yisrael Saba, Hamuchzak Lanu Midaros Kadmonim. And yet, with the support of the Chofetz Chaim and the other Manhigei Hador, it prevailed. The same approach of the Chofetz Chaim was reflected in his famous comment in the Kutei Halachos on the Mishnah and Soto of Kol HaMalamid Es Bitei Torah Ki'ilu Malamdo Tiflus. The Chofetz Chaim writes in that famous passage, V'nira, it would appear, the Chol Zedavka Bizmanim, the Chofetz Chaim has previously explained that even Torah Shebechsav, L'chatchila, one is not supposed to teach, B'diyavet, it's not Ki'ilu Malamda Tiflus, but L'chatchila, it's also frowned upon. Then the Chofetz Chaim comments, V'nira d'chol zeh davka b'zmanim shelofaneinu, shekol echad ho'yador b'mokam avosav, v'kabolos ho'ovos ho'yachozak ma'od. People lived in the same town as their parents, and their personal tradition was very strong. קבול סאובס יחוזק מאוד אצל כל אחד ואחד להסנאג בדרך שדורכו אבוסף, to go in the way of his fathers, his ancestors, וכמאם מהכוסף שאלו ויכו ויגדך. בוזה היינו יכולים לומר, then we had the luxury to say, שלא תאום התורה ותסמוך בהנהוגו על אבוסה הישורת. She needn't learn Torah, she can rely on her behavior, in what she'll learn from her righteous ancestors. Avol ko'es b'avanosenu harabim. But currently, shekabola sa'ovos nisrofef ma'od ma'od, the tradition has become very weakened. V'gam motzui, it's very common, she'enu dor b'mokam avos of klal. Children often, as they grow up, don't dwell in the same town as their parents. Ubifrat, especially Osan, Shemagilan Atzman, Lilmod Ksav, Veloshan Ha'amim, the women who have become literate in the language of their country. Bivadai Mitzvah Rabbah, it's certainly a great mitzvah, Lalamdom Chumash, to teach them Chumash, Vigam Nevim, Uksuvim, to instruct them in Nach, Musari, Chazal, כגון מסכת אבות, וספר מנורת המור וכדומה. כדי, in order that, שיסעמס אצלם עניין אמונתנו הקדושה, that they should understand the truth of our beliefs, דאי לאו הכי, if not for this instruction that we will give them, עלול, they are prone שיעשו לגמרי מדרך השם, to stray from the way Hashem v'yavu al kol yisodei hadas, and to transgress the principles of Yiddishkeit, chas v'shalom. End quote. When this passage is juxtaposed with the passage from the Chazon Ish, one striking resemblance can be noted. Neither quotes supplementary sources or adduces any proofs. In each case, it is the intuitive understanding of the Chochem Mechach Meha Masorah, of what the parameters of the Masorah are. We can now comprehend and appreciate a halach in the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, Perigim Halach Ches. The Rambam writes, Shlosha Hein HaKofim BaTorah. There are three types of people who are considered to be denying Torah. Ha'omesh she'ein Torah me'im Hashem, one who denies that even the Torah she'bichsav, the written Torah, comes from Hashem, afilu posuk echad, afilu teva achas. Even one letter, im omar Moshe amor mipi atzmo, if he says Moshe Rabbeinu said it on his own, harei zeh kofer ba'Torah. Number two, v'chein ha'kofer b'perusha, v'hu Torah she'bal peh, v'hamakrish magideho kigon tzaduk u'baisos, one who denies Torah Shebal Peh. Number three, v'ha'omer she'haborei hechlif mitzvah zu b'mitzvah acheres u'kvar botlo Torah zu. Number three, one who says that the mitzvahs of Torah are not eternal. Kol echad mishlosha elu kofer ba'Torah. If you look carefully at the second class of kofim, so the Rambam writes, "Hakofer beperusha v'hu Torah shebal peh, v'hamakrish magideho." Not only does one become a kofer, is one labeled as a kofer for denying Torah shebal peh, but for quote being makrish, for contradicting the chachmei Torah shebal peh, the chachmei hamasora. The Rav Zichron Levracha used to quote this he'ora from his father. The reason is clear now. The Chachmei HaMasorah are not merely human tape recorders for transmitting Masorah. Their understanding and interpretation are an integral part of the Masorah. Hence, there is no distinction, and there can be no distinction, between Torah Shebal Peh and Magidei Torah Shebal Peh, and the Chachmei HaMasorah who transmit Torah Shebal Peh. All Chachmei HaMasorah realize this. Not to be marich, one or two further examples will have to suffice. The Gemara in Brachos recounts that Kshecholah Rabbi Lezer Nichnasu Talmidov Levakru Amru Lo Rabbeinu Lamdeinu Ochos Chayim V'niske Bohem L'chaye Ha'olam Haba Amru Lohem Hizaru V'chvod Chavirechem U'minu B'neichem Min Ha'higayon V'hoshivum Ben Birke Talmidei Chachomim וכשאתם מספללים, דעו לפני מי אתם עומדים, ובשביל כך תזכו לחיי העולם הבא. What is מינו בניכם מן ההיגיון? Hold back, detain your children from higoyon. Rashi explains that higoyon refers to Tanakh, to Mikra. And Rabbi Lezer instructed that לא תגילם במיקרא יוסף מדי משום דמשכה. They shouldn't spend too much time on Torah Shebichsav. They shouldn't be overly preoccupied with Torah Shebichsav. The main thrust of their learning has to be Torah Shebaalpeh. Nevertheless, the Malbim abandoned other projects, such as his parish in Shulchan Aruch, Atzos HaChayim, and devoted his life to composing a commentary on Tanakh. Moreover, he preoccupied himself with the discipline of diktuk, a favorite and trademark of contemporary maskilim. To get a sense of how this discipline was associated exclusively with maskilim, so later it's told of the Chafetz Chaim that he was once asked why he doesn't instruct his talmidim in diktuk. After all, the Gemara in Bracha says that Karav lo diktek, so you're only Yotzei Kriyashma b'diyevet. And if Karav diktek, so the Gemara says there's tremendous schar attached to that, tremendous schar forthcoming. So the Chafetz Chaim is reported to have answered, Karav lo diktek is at least Yotzei b'diyevet, but diktek v'lo kara is not Yotzei at all. So from the Chafetz Chaim's response, you get a sense for what, still in his days, the Malbim was earlier, what the preoccupation with the discipline of diktuk seemed to imply about a person. The Malbim was misunderstood, subsequently maligned and persecuted. In Poland, they used to take the parish of the Malbim. So we today, we know who the Malbim was. We know the Rav used to quote from Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim used to say that in his father's generation, in the previous generation, there were four people who resembled the Rishonim. There was Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, there was Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, there was his father, the Beis HaLevi, and there was the Malbim. And the Rav also used to tell how once the Beis HaLevi instructed his young daughter and told her, quick, put on your Shabbos dress and take candles. So she asked him, where are we going? So he said, the Malbim is passing through town. We're going to greet the Gadol Hador. So we know today who the Malbim was. But his contemporaries didn't, and even after his Ptira they didn't. They used to take his parish of the Malbim, and they used to throw it on the floor, and they used to walk on it. Kach shamati mipi edei re'iya. In fact, the Malbim understood the basic and crucial theme of our Masora. Chachmei HaMasora must be guided by the understanding of Masora and implemented accordingly. Lefi HaMokom VaHazman. Examples throughout B'meshach Kol HaDoros. When Reb Chaim Volozhiner founded the Volozhiner Yeshiva, it was a revolutionary notion. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik always tells that when challenged why he felt there was a need to upset what had been the norm until then, that in every shtot had a local based medrash, and people went and they sat and learnt, Why did all of a sudden did Reb Chaim Volozhiner feel that there was need to change things? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, Shas they'll learn. And most of Shas, they'll understand. However, some Gemaras they won't understand. When asked which Gemaras they won't understand, so Reb Chaim Volozhiner referred to the Gemara that Am Ha'oretz Mutar or Mitzvah L'Nocho B'Yom HaKippur. Why did Reb Chaim Volozhiner Adkan Dvarav? Why did Reb Chaim Volozhiner quote that Gemara? Sveltnish can Shveri Rambams. After all, this was before Reb Chaim. We didn't have Reb Chaim safe in the Rambam yet. There were a lot of Shveri Gemaras that we needed Volozhin to explain. Why did Reb Chaim Volozhiner pick this Gemara? Kimdumani, Reb Chaim Volozhiner chose this Gemara, a Shveri Rambam, okay. This Gemara needed more than just a brilliant shiur to understand. This Gemara, you needed a sense for understanding Masorah, to get inside Masorah, to understand the intent of Masorah, the parameters of Masorah, and how Masorah is to be applied. For that, Reb Chaim Volozhiner felt you needed a Kibbutz Golios. You needed a major center of Torah where Talmidim from all over could be exposed to the Gedolei Hador. Positions adopted by the Gedolei Hador and Chachmei HaMasorah throughout the generations in accordance with this fundamental principle are easily misunderstood and distorted. Modernist, reformist, and the like are among the labels wrongly attached and the charges falsely filed. It's easy to avoid the stress and the strain of being subject to slanderous distortions. One can abstain from adopting positions which are easily distorted, but to do so would compromise MS. The Rav Zichrono Livracha never compromised Midas or MS. His courageous applications and understanding of the Masorah was severely misunderstood and dangerously distorted. But he never backed away from MS, regardless of the personal consequences. He was guided by the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Sota. Kirabim chalolim hipila v'atzumim kol harugeha. Kirabim chalolim hipila. The Talmud Chacham shelo higia lahara umora. Va'atzumim kol harugeha. The Talmud Chacham shehigia lahara ve'eno umora. Someone who is unqualified, not mechach mehamasara, dare not act on or instruct others based on his grasp of Masorah. But someone who is qualified, who is from the outstanding Chachmei HaMasorah, dare not refrain. With this in mind, listen to the account as translated into Hebrew, which the Rav Zichrono Livracha provided of his joining Mizrahi. As an aside, my intention here, if you agree with what you're about to hear, is not to reinforce your beliefs. And if you disagree, it's not to challenge your beliefs. I would be gratified, though, if a proper understanding of the Rav's Hashkofas emerged. Eineni rotze ledaber al acherim. This is a Hebrew translation of the Yiddish original. Mutav sha'adaber al atzmi. Lo nolati bebayis tzioni. I wasn't born into a Mizrahi house. I wasn't born into a Zionist-oriented house. Beis Abba Sheli, Rabosai, Hoyi Rechokim Meha Mizrahi. Gam Heim Noktu Vishito Bahade Kavshe Derachman Olam Aluch. Hashoroshim Sheli, my roots, Magiyim Omog Omog, very deep, B'Torah Shebaal Peh, B'Lamdonus. Kol Hashkofas HaOlam Sheli, my entire world outlook, Niskabsha, was crystallized by Avira Shel Rambam V'Ravid, Shel Shibuda D'Oraisa, Yusham Hashor, Yuchlad Hashor, Omigul Avtuei Mishvua. Omnam Bevesi Mila Eretz Yisrael Tafkid Gadol. Eretz Yisrael filled an important function. Reb Chaim Hoya HaRishon Sheniteach Ba'orach Hilchasi Higdir V'Niseach B'Ramas Machshav V'Gvoha Es HaMusagim Kiddush HaSa'oretz Kiddush HaSmechitzos Kiddush HaShaita V'Kiddush HaOsad Lavo B'Yas Kolchem Kol Yoshver Yeshkenin L'Nachvi V'Chein Hola. Reb Chaim was the first to say Torah on these. Hamunachim yitzku lorak musagim, machshava mufshatas v'chidosh formali, el rikshos amuke shoroshim, ahava ga'aguim v'chazon. When Reb Chaim dealt with these inyanim, he didn't do so in an abstract fashion, but with total involvement, with yearning and with love for Eretz Yisrael. Reb Chaim hoya ulai chovev tzion hagodol b'yoseh shechai v'dor ha'hu. Reb Chaim was the greatest ohev Eretz Yisrael of his generation. Tamid hishtasheh barayon. He was enchanted with the idea ki la'acha sheyasi es yeladov yimso es harabonos la'echod mibonov uba'atzma yishtakeh b'Eretz Yisrael. He would go live in Eretz Yisrael. Yikne paradise, v'yikayim mitzvos atliyos baretz. He'd become a farmer to be mekayim mitzvos atliyos baretz. Avas Satzion v'chibas Yerushalayim shel Reb Chaim Mibirsk ein lo kol shaychus l'tzion shel Chaim Weizmann kefi shehiba lidei bitui b'sifur maso v'mas lehefach hi nimtzeis b'stira gemura ito im svurim atem ki kal li lehisragel l'tzavoa Hachatzi apikursus shel Chaim Weizmann v'perak acharon shel sifro Einchem elatoim. If you think I'm comfortable with secular versions of Zionism, you are gravely mistaken. Im ani mizdaeh ka'esim ha-mizrachi, if I currently do identify with the Mizrahi, ein ze ela shani margish ki ha-hashkocha paska kamosa. I feel, in light of recent history, that Mizrahi, in our time, in our tkufa, is the correct approach. The Rav Zichron Livracha boldly applied the Masori he received in pre-World War II Eastern Europe in the post-war America and Eretz Yisrael. He was not a modernist. His religious views were shaped as he received the glorious Masorah of Birsk and Valoshin in his youth. His sense of overwhelming responsibility to that Masorah, to the Chachmei Masorah of his own family, can be gleaned from the following comment. The Rav once said, and as you listen to this, please keep in mind the insistence which Brisk had on precision. I would give my right arm to be able to discuss with my father for a mere 15 minutes some of the serious shilos, pikuach nefesh and such, which come my way. Not a person to abandon the Masorah, but a person to intuit how that Masorah, what that Masorah dictates in his age and in his day. In denouncing the trend toward modernization, Rachmana Litzlan, of Yiddishkeit, the Rav Zichrono Livracha wrote, the context of this letter is a letter where he repeated his psak that it's absolutely forbidden to go into a shul without a mechitza, even if there's no other way of hearing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even if there's no other way of tefillah b'tzibur on Rosh Hashanah, absolutely forbidden. And then after issuing this psak, after labeling a shul without a mechitza as a Christianized synagogue, so the Rav wrote, I know beforehand the reaction to my letter on the part of our apostles of religious modernism in quotation marks and utilitarianism in quotation marks. They will certainly say that since a great majority of the recently constructed synagogues have abandoned separate seating, we must not be out of step with the masses. We should be modern. This type of reasoning, continues the Rav, could well be employed with regard to other religious precepts, such as the observance of Shabbos or the dietary laws. However, we must remember that an ethical or halachic principle decreed by God is not rendered void by the fact that people refuse to abide by it. Its cogency and veracity are perennial and independent of compliance on the part of the multitudes. If the ethical norm, thou shalt not kill, lo sirtzach, has not lost its validity during the days of extermination camps and gas chambers, when millions of people were engaged in ruthless murder, but on the contrary has been impregnated with deeper meaning and significance, then every halachic maxim assumes greater import in times of widespread disregard and unconcern. The greater the difficulty, the more biting the ridicule and sarcasm, and the more numerous the opponent, then the holier is the principle, and the more sacred is our duty to defend it. Or in other words, if we live in modern times, so the response, and the Rav's response, was not to become more modern, but to become more traditional. In my opinion, the Rav continues, the halachic dictum, b'shas gzeres ha-malchus afilu mitzvah kala, kegon l'shnuye arkesa de mesana yehoig val yavor, at a time of religious persecution, through governmental decree, even for a minor custom, such as one involving changing a shoelace, let one suffer death sooner than transgress it, requiring of us a heroic stand in times of adversity, applies not only to political and religious persecution originated by some pagan ruler, but also to situations in which a number of God-fearing and Torah loyal people, a small number of God-fearing and Torah loyal people, is confronted with a hostile attitude on the part of the majority dominated by a false philosophy. The Rav Zichrono Livracha was not a modernist, nor was he the leader of modern orthodoxy. He didn't embrace Mizrahi or any other cause because he was modern, because of its modernity. In the case of Mizrahi, which I cite only as an example, his approach was based on Torah considerations, amongst others on the Ramban's formulation in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shenitztavinu L'Resha Sa'aretz, and the Rav himself would quote this, שנצטווינו לרשס האורץ, אשר נוסן הקל יסעלו לאבוסנו, לאבוהם, ליצחק וליעקב, ולא נעז בה ביד זולסנו מן האומוס או לשממה. So Jewish autonomy, Jewish statehood, wasn't something which had modern appeal to the Rav, but he felt it was mandated by the Torah. And if secular statehood is an aberration which the Rav Zichron Levracha always decried, it was still undeniably a partial fulfillment of that mitzvah. Here, to digress for one moment, you know, I think the Rambam has in the Hakdamah to one of his works, he lists reasons, possible sources for why people find contradictions. One of the sources of confusion and misunderstanding of many of the Rav's public positions and public hanhagos, number one, many of his positions were subtle. And if sichas chulin shel talmidei chacham in tzucha Talmud, certainly public positions which they espoused and adopted tzucha Talmud. Moreover, and this excerpt which we read from the Mizrahi Drasha illustrates it very well, the Rav's attraction to Mizrahi, the Rav's support for Mizrahi was not necessarily the same as those of others. And their statements and their credos about Mizrahi didn't necessarily reflect what his credo was. And in attempting to understand the Rav, what he stood for, it's crucial not to understand anyone, not to introduce anyone else's understanding or perception of Mizrahi, anyone else's description of, quote, religious nationalism, but the Rav's. In his applications and implementations, his views were not necessarily those of the majority, but the principles of Masorah were the same. He brilliantly and heroically guided Klal Yisrael under modern conditions in the same glorious tradition of the Chazon Ish's Venira, of Maridin Vein Malin, the Chofetz Chaim's Venira in Likutei Halachos, with reference to Talmud Torah Ben Noshim, and in fact all Chachmei HaMasorah. Another quality which we associate with MS, with truth, is exclusivity. This is the truth to the exclusion of all else. But this perception is incomplete. The Gemara in Erevin, with which we're all familiar, tells us that a bas kol emerged min hashamayim to resolve the standoff between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai and declared that Eilu ve'eilu divei Elokim chayim v'alocha k'divei Beis Hillel. Here we have it unambiguously. There is room under the banner of truth, under the banner of Da'as Torah, for legitimate disagreement between Chachmei HaTorah. Having mastered the entire corpus of Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, two Chachmei HaTorah may come to differing, conceptually and practically contradictory, but equally valid and Torah true opinions in halacha and in hashkafa. This principle, this paradoxical principle, can best be illustrated by considering a Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim, im sochehu, im hashur eino shol el sochir, bo bischaro liyad hasocha hazeh velo b'sheela, ואין כל הנוער שלו שהרי הידי שכרו נשתמש ואין לו משפט שור להסחייב באונסן V'lo piresh madino. The Torah doesn't say what the din of a salcher is. It specifies the din of the other gimel shomim. It doesn't specify the din of the salcher. Im kishom mechinam, o kishom esalcher. Lefichach, says Rashi. Therefore, nechleku bo chachme Yisrael. Therefore, the chachme Yisrael had a dispute about this point. Reb Meir om kishom mechinam, Reb Yehuda om kishom esalcher. The Torah intentionally, conspicuously, does not dictate the din of the Socher as it does with the other Gimel Shomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains this and dwells upon this at great length in Nefesh HaChaim and other sources as well. Talmud Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Talmud Torah to be a creative undertaking. It's not just an exercise in memory. It is the task of the Chachmei Yisrael, having mastered the entire corpus of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, employing Midosh HaTorah Nidreshes Bohen, to extrapolate and determine the din in those areas where the Torah was intentionally silent. Dissect, analyze, understand the principles of Gimel Shomim, whose halachos are stated explicitly in the Torah, and determine the din of the Salcha. That is the charge of the Torah to the Chachmei Yisrael, Chachmei HaMasorah. This process of dissection and analysis, extrapolation and comparison, may produce two divergent but equally valid Torah true opinions. This is true in the realm of Halacha and Hashkofa. We're ready, even eager, to embrace the principle of Elu v'Elu Dibbe Elokim Chayim when studying Amachlokas Abayi v'Rava, Rambam and Ravid, Shach v'Taz. But when we are party to a contemporary Machlokas on contemporary halachic or hashkafic issues, it becomes increasingly difficult to concede this principle. Maisa shehoya kachoya. Someone came to the Rav Zichrono Livracha with a very serious shaila. And as sometimes happens, the petitioner didn't just present the shaila, but the petitioner had a certain response in mind. A heter was sought. After deliberating, the Rav Zichrono Livracha responded, "I have no heter for you. But there are other rabbonim. You're not bound by my word, you may consult others." The Rav Zichrono Livracha did not only learn a Daf Gemara based on the principle of Elu v'Elu, he lived that way as well. Another Meister Shehoya. In the 1950s, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zichrono Livracha, was guest of honor at the Chinuch Atzmai dinner. He personally asked the Rav to serve as honorary dinner chairman and invited the Rav to deliver the keynote address. Listen again to a brief excerpt in translation of the Rav's own words on that occasion. "I am most proud this evening. First, because many active members of Mizrahi are present." Again, this was a Chinuch Atzmai dinner. "It is a sign it can rise above narrow political thinking. I am proud to see members and leaders of the Histadrus HaRabbonim. I am also proud that sitting at the dais, I see my own Balabatim from the Moriah Shul. But despite the fact that 75 to 80% of this shul is officially bound to Mizrahi ideology, their presence here this evening is testimony that Jews can rise above all political ideologies and extend a hand when it comes to Torah. and I am especially proud that I myself came, though I strongly fear that the Yetzer Hara would subvert my intentions. It's not easy to live in accordance with Elu Ve'elu. To learn in accordance with Elu Ve'elu is a source of endless excitement and challenge. To live in accordance with Elu Ve'elu requires constant sacrifice and mesiras nefesh. But when you see someone who does live that way, it's a siman muvhak of a genuine, authentic ish emes. And ra'isi anshe emes v'hema mu'atim. In his masterful hesped for Reb Velvel, the Rav touches upon Reb Velvel's attitude towards the Medina. He characterizes it as one of negation, not so much one of opposition, as one of negation. Reb Velvel felt it had no halachic validity, it had no halachic standing. The story is told, the Rav doesn't tell it here, the story is told elsewhere. Reb Velvel used to say he shared a certain hour every day, and then they introduced daylight savings time. So everyone arrived for the share the next day on the new clock. And they're sitting, and they're waiting, and they're sitting, and they're waiting. Finally, an hour passes to the minute, to the second, and Reb Velvel walks in. It's time for the share. It didn't exist. It had no halachic validity to the mind of this Isha Halacha. It didn't exist. The Rav makes the most eloquent, persuasive and powerful presentation of his uncle's views, never once even hinting at his own disagreement. I know of no more persuasive presentation of this position, and all of this from the pen of someone who identified with Mizrahi. The Rav Zichrono Livracha was an Ish Emes. Noach v'Oluv shone dvara v'divei chavera v'lo od ela shehoya maktim divreihem l'dvarav. But even more is demanded of us. Elu v'elu doesn't exhaust it. The Midrash in Bereshis Rabbah, quoted by the Rav Zichrono Livracha in his Hesped for Reb Velvel, teaches Amar Rabbi Simon, B'shah shebo HaKadosh Baruch Hu livos es ha'olam, livos es Adam HaRishon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to create Adam HaRishon, nasu malachei hashareis kitim kitim. Sex, different v'chaburos chaburos, and different groups emerged amongst the malachei hashareis. Mehem omim al yiborei. U'mehem omim yiborei. Some argued against his creation, some advocated his creation. Hadohu dechsev chesed ve'emes nivgashu, tzedek v'shalom noshku. Chesed ome yiborei, shehu gomel chasodim. Emes ome al yiborei, shekulo dove shkorim. Tzedek ome yiborei, shehu oset tzedokos. Shalom ome al yiborei, dekulei k'tata. The Rav, in the name of his father, explains that Emes and Shalom opposed Briyas HaAdam, creation of Adam HaRishon, because they realized that at least one of them would be compromised, if not outright sacrificed. Kishem Shepitzufeyim Shonim Kendei Osehen Shonos. And in order to bridge the gap and make peace between those Deos Shonos, people will compromise Emes. And if they don't compromise Emes, if they zealously defend Emes, then Shalom will be the casualty. Ad kan devei harav. But the end of the Midrash remains perplexing. The Midrash continues, Meh osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Natal emes v'shlicho la'aretz, Hadou d'chsev v'atashlech emes arza. Amu malachi ha'sharis lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ibon ha'olamim. Ma ta mevaze tachsis al tichsiya shalach. Tale emes min ha'aretz. Hadou d'chsev emes me'aretz titzmach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to resolve the conflict between Emes and Shalom, cast Emes down to the earth. But then, when the Malachi HaSharis objected, he seemingly recanted. How then was the conflict between Shalom and Emes resolved that enabled the creation of Adam HaRishon? And in fact, we are commanded, we're mitzvah, to cultivate both midos. The Yud Gimel Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the mitzvah of Halachta B'Dvachav commands us to emulate, contain the Midah of Emes. Thus, it is a mitzvah's essay d'oraisa to be totally and absolutely truthful, as explained by Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos. It's mandated by Halachta B'Dvachav, because Emes is Mimidos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, Me'idach, Lo yiyach hekalach v'chadoso. Shalom must reign. Hayitachen. The Gemara in Tainis records, Omer of Nachum by Yitzchak, Afani Omer, Lo hakol l'ora, v'lo hakol l'simcha. Ora, light, is not reserved for all. Simcha, joy, is not reserved for all. Tzadikim l'ora, v'yisharim l'simcha. Tzadikim la'ora d'chsev ozaru ala tzadik v'yisharim l'simcha d'chsev u'l'yishrelev simcha. Rashi explains, yisharim l'simcha d'yisharim adifem y'tzadikim. Yisharim are greater than tzadikim. Who are the yisharim that they surpass even tzadikim? The Netziv, in his famous comment in the Hagdama to his Perush on Sefer Bereishis, explains, Sefer Bereishis Nikra Befi Hanavim Sefer Hayosha. Kede Isa B'Masachas Avodas Kochavim Al Shnei Mikraos B'Sefer Yehoshua Halohi Ksuva Al Sefer Hayosha U'Mefarish Rabbi Yochanan Zeh Sefer Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Shenikru Yesharim Le'ovos Akad Yesharim Shenem HaTomos Nafshi Mos Yesharim V'Yesh Lahavin HaTam Lama Kore Bilam Es Avoseinu B'Shem Yesharim B'Yichud V'Lo Tzadikim Al Chasidim V'Chadome. Perashnu Shehoyu in the time of Bayesheni Tzadikim v'chasidim v'amei le'Torah Ach lohoyu yesharim v'halichos olamim Al kein mipnei sinas chinam shebelibam ze'ezeh, one for another, the sinas chinam which they harbored one for another, choshtu esmi sheroh shenoheg shelo kedaitam b'yiras Hashem shehutztuki v'apikores. Someone who acted differently in expressing Yiras Hashem was suspect to be an apikoros. Ve'al zeh hoya tzidik hadin she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshehu ve'enal sovel tzadikim ka'elu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not tolerate this. Af al gav shehu l'shem shamayim. Ve'zeh hoya shvach ha'avos. This was the great tribute of to the avos. She'milvad she'hoyu tzadikim v'chasidim v'ohavei Hashem ba'ofen hayoseh efsha. Od hayu yesharim, haynu, that means shehisnagu im umos haolam, with the nations of the world, afilu ovdei alilim mechuorim, idolaters. Mikol makom hayu imam ba'ava v'choshu l'tovosam ba'ashe hikiyum habriya. K'mo she'anu roim kama hishtateach Avraham Avinu lehispalo al sdom, how much Avraham Avinu exerted himself to intercede on behalf of Anshe Stom, Afogav Shehayasonei Osam Ve'esmalkam Tachlis Hasina Avu Rishosam, even though he hated them the most passionate hatred possible because of their wickedness. And the Netziv continues, Yashrus demands not only that we respect legitimate disagreement, but that we show profound concern for those whose views are illegitimate, even abhorrent. Condemnation of evil coupled with concern for those who perpetrate evil, Yashrus demands this combination. Now we can locate the Kosova Shlishi to mediate between the competing claims of Shalom and Emes. In Sefer Koheles, Halokim Osa Sa'adom Yashar Vehema Vikshu Cheshvanos Rabim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a degree that it's possible for humans to implement, resolve the dispute so beautifully depicted by the Rav between Shalom and Emes by giving Adam a capacity for Yashrus. Yashrus allows Adam to maintain his integrity, stand on principle, uphold tenaciously, and fight for Emes, and at the same time retain Shalom. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. A prominent member of Neturei Karta would visit the Rav Zichrono Livracha in Boston annually. The Rav always contributed very generously. The solicitor would then either take the original or photostat the check, I'm not sure about that detail, and he would approach certain prominent balabatim in the Kehila and argue rather cogently that if the Rav contributes so generously, you must act in kind. The balabatim were incredulous. The Rav contributes and so generously to Neturei Karta? Simply unfathomable. So two balabatim, separately, on different occasions, put the question to the Rav. How does the Rav support Neturei Karta? Or, if they would have said it less diplomatically, which they didn't, you support them? They continued, if the Rav were to visit Eretz Yisrael, they would be the first to pick it. On one occasion, the Rav answered Bivdichusa, and on one occasion, he answered seriously. Once he responded, I was assured that my money would not be used for the pickets. On the other occasion, he responded, I don't understand the question. They put on talis and they lay tefillin just like I do. They deserve my support. I don't understand the question. The Rav Zichrono Livracha was a kanoi for Emes. He was a kanoi for Yashrus. Yashrus characterized and defined the Rav's approach to secularism and secular Jews and Gentiles as well. He did not compromise an iota. Remember that excerpt we read from the letter regarding entering a shul without a mechitza. He denounced it in extreme terms. He banned eloquently but very forcefully interfaith dialogue. And only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows how many Tayre Yiddish and Neshamis were saved by these critical positions espoused by the Rav Zichrono Livracha. And nevertheless, Maisa Shehaya Kachaya, in the early 80s, when right before Ben Kessel La'Asur, there was a massacre in the Palestinian detention camps administered by the Israeli army. Though the massacre was clearly not perpetrated by Jews, there were suspicions of passive complicity by some Israeli army officials. The Rav Zichrono Livracha was profoundly outraged. Now here you have to have a little bit of background. The Rav never mingled in political affairs. If his counsel was sought, he was forthcoming. But he never, ever intruded himself upon politics. Also, you must understand how the Rav Zichrono Livracha treasured Yom HaKippurim. How he would passionately quote from the Machzor of Yom Kippur. How he would lyrically describe Yom HaKippurim as a glorious day of Amida Lifnei Hashem. He had no time for politics any day of the year, certainly not Erev Yom HaKippurim. And yet, on that Erev Yom HaKippurim, Ve'ein Ayro V'lozor, the Rav Zichrono Livracha called a minister from the government and demanded an immediate inquiry to uncover the truth and the strongest measures possible to forestall any future violations. Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. There was a Gentile cleaning lady in Boston. She had been abandoned by her husband. She struggled to support herself and her children, but she struggled unsuccessfully. Unbeknownst to all, the Rav Zichrono Livracha supported her. Listen again to that excerpt from the Rav's drasha at the Chinuch Atzmai dinner. The Rav said at the time, "I am most proud this evening for the presence of Mizrahi, Histadrus HaRabbanim, Mori Yeshul, and I am especially proud that I myself came, though I strongly feared that the Yetzer Hara would subvert my intentions." The Rav Zichrono Livracha did not take pride or express pride. In being, nor would he even comment or acknowledge the fact on being the preeminent Gaon Hador. He did not take pride, express pride, or even seek to command the allegiance of so many Talmidim and devotees. But he was immensely proud, and he did express his pride in having Talmidim and devotees who were Yesharim. And the Rav Zichrono Livracha was the Yashar par excellence. But then again, this too is part of the Masoris Brisk that he received from his father, Reb Moshe, and from Reb Chaim. And if you'll allow me one more, Maisa Shehoya Kachoya. Reb Aaron recently told this story during the Shiva. After the communist revolution in Russia, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik and his family had not yet managed to leave. A firm Jew and a communist official came to Reb Moshe that he settled a dispute. The communist accused the Jew of having received a cow and not making payment. The Jew denied the charge. Reb Moshe questioned both sides, employing an interpreter to communicate with the communist. Then, unexpectedly, the firm Jew leaned forward and whispered into Reb Moshe's ear, knowing that it would be unintelligible to the other baldin, to the other litigant, "Rebbe, macht mit ihm abschave."
how to deal with him, Rebbe. But Moshe realized immediately that this was an implicit admission of guilt by the Jew. He exploded from his seat and he bellowed at the Jew, pay him his money in full. The Jewish litigant was frozen, terrified. Again, Reb Moshe thundered, pay him his money now. The Jewish litigant submissively did as he was told and departed. The communist then turned to Reb Moshe and said, I knew you were a holy rabbi. Now I see that you are an angelic rabbi. Postscript. This communist official was later instrumental in helping Reb Moshe and his family cross the border out of communist Russia into Poland. I could continue on these themes, and please don't be misled. An attempt has been made to portray one dimension of the Rav, his emes, his yashrus, merely one dimension of a very great multi-dimensional personality. The hour is late. Yosem imashe karis lefnechem kosov kan. However, I ask your indulgence just to conclude with the words of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Esei Gimel. Hisha tzivanu la'ahavo yisale. We are commanded to love the Ribono Shel Olam. V'zeh shenizbonein v'naskil mitzvosav ufu'ulosav ad shenasigehu. V'nis'aneg v'hasogoso tachlis hatanug v'zeh si ho'ahava ha'mukhuyeves. V'loshon sifri l'fi shenema v'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha eini yodea ketzer oeves ha'mokom. Talmud Lama Vahoyu Hadvarim Ha'ela Sheonochi Mitzavcha Hayom Alivavecha Shemitoch Kach Atov Makir Es Misha Omar Vahoyu Ha'olam. Kimdumani, in reading the Rambam, he clearly intends not only to cite the Sifri, but to interpret it as well. In his definition of the mitzvah, before quoting the Sifri's definition, the Sifri's parallel definition of the mitzvah, so the Rambam emphasizes shenisbonein v'naskil. Then he tells you, the Sifri says, how does a person reach Ahavas Hashem? Through Talmud Torah. Clearly, the Rambam is sending a message that casual, superficial learning doesn't induce Ahavas Hashem. When one is misbonein and maskil, when there's a concerted effort to delve into Torah, to understand and experience the profundities of Torah, then such learning will induce Ahavas Hashem. Who better than the Rav Zichrono Livracha exemplified this? His brilliant, unflagging Talmud Torah was matched by his passionate Ahavas Hashem. He had such an immediate sense of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid. He once described in a drasha how in a personal Eis Tzara, He could feel the Ribono Shel Olam Kaviyochol standing behind him, Kaviyochol, hovering over his shoulder, Kaviyochol, and encouraging him. A person is misbonein and maskil b'mitzvosav. Mitoch kach ato makir es mishoama v'hoya ha'olam. And even more, the Rambam concludes in this mitzvah of Avas Hashem and Sefer Mitzvahs that there is a second component to the mitzvah as well. Ahaveyu al abrios. To bring others closer to Avas Hashem. And this too, he cites from the Sifri. Again, l'chora, according to this second, within the second component of Avas Hashem as well, the way one accomplishes Ahaveyu al abrios is also through Talmud Torah. The Rav never engaged in Kiruv. The Rav sat and was makil kehilos baravim. He said shiurim, he gave drushes, he paskin shailus. But in his personification of Torah chasuma nitzna, the way he embodied the totality of Torah, you were exposed to the grandeur of Torah. And when you saw it coming from an Adam Yashar, Nis'ahev Shem Shamayim Al Yodo, Mitchilas Ha'olam Vat Sofo. For many years I had heard that the tshuva movement in the then Soviet Union owed a great deal to the Rav's writings, especially his essay, The Lonely Man of Faith. But Eino Dome Shmir L'Ri'iyo. When I was in the Soviet Union, and at the time it was still the Soviet Union, so I heard it. I heard it with my own ears. People whose appreciation for Yiddishkeit was so great and profound that they literally were ready to be Moser Nefesh. And they volunteered. You know how we started? You know what started us on the path to Torah, to the Ribono Shel Olam? We read an essay of Rav Soloveitchik's. Nis'ahev Shem Shamayim Al Yodo Mitchilas Ha'olam Vat Sofo. One other story. Just told to my mother within the past week or two. A young boy, a teenager, living out in a place called Eugene, Oregon, without a shul, without a day school, no Yiddishkeit, calls up, he wants to attend some NCSY summer program. But he's from, and not only is he from, but his whole family is becoming from. How did you become from? What were you exposed to? My grandfather sent me a book in the mail, and I read the book, and then I decided I wanted to be religious. What book did your grandfather send you? He sent me a book called Reflections of the Rav. This young boy read the book, and he saw, as all of us did, when we heard the Rav, when we listen to him, when we continue to read his Ksavim, he saw the unmatched profundity of Torah, the unparalleled beauty of Torah, all of it expressed by a person who himself embodied the concepts of Torah. Nisayiv Shem Shemayim Al Yodo Mitchilas Ha'olam Vad Sofo.